I recently read this post on a Facebook forum, and it reads, I know function first, but what bib pants or monosuit is the most flattering for my curvy figure? First off, I will be the first to admit that I would way rather take fashion over functionality. However, I'd rather survive in the harsh elements that the backcountry throws at me. And in some cases, I'm needing to survive with whatever gear it is that I'm wearing. But this is where it gets me, because if I don't feel good, then my confidence drops and my performance hinders when I'm slashing the pow with my snowmobile or I'm tossing the dirt with my dirt bike. Finding balance in pieces that we are excited to wear, that functions well and makes us look good, is key. In this episode, we're going to talk about function versus fashion. Let's go. And hey, hi, and hello. I'm Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. I don't have my microphone set up. My headphones are dead, so you're just going to have to work with the audio that is showing up. It shouldn't be too bad, but it might sound different from my other content. All right, so let's dive in. Now, I need to admit, before I hit record on this episode, I had to get ready for it. And my immediate thought was, I want to be comfortable. And as I stood there looking at my closet, I realized that my style is on the more comfort style than anything else. Like, I need to be comfortable to do anything. I need to feel comfortable in pieces that make me feel good, make me look good. So this episode is about pieces that make you feel good. And I think that with our own unique style needs to meet a level of comfort as well. So before I begin, just note that function means comfort. And at the end of the day, going out into the backcountry with the harsh elements that we face and the will to survive, in some cases, does heavily rely on the gear that we wear to function properly. So with that being said, let's start this episode. I am a lover of good design, a lover of pushing the envelope when it comes to quirkiness and style in my snowmobile outfits or in my dirt bike gear. I've always welcomed change and experimenting with my own style on and off the hill. I've tried to fit in the mold, and I've tried wearing pieces that don't fit me or that I truly didn't love but was trending at the time. A bit of a backstory. 20 years ago, as I was a snowboarder, I counted down the days when Snowboard Canada magazine would drop every fall, and I would wait for that magazine drop just to flip through to see what was coming out that year, what the latest fit, what the latest fashion would be in the snowboarding world. I would plan out my gear before it even hit the shops, and I would be the first in line when the shops opened, when they got their haul, when they got their boxes, and they had their inventory stocked up in the shop, I would buy those pieces if they had it. If they didn't, I would order it online. I wanted the coolest jacket, I wanted the coolest pants, and to me, like, snowboard fashion was me. That's like, that was my identity, a snowboarder, and I just wanted to fit the part. Snowboard fashion was my game, and I truly felt confident when I would be in my snowboard gear. I often referred to myself as a penguin. I would always be that awkward person, you know, living through life, but as soon as I hit the slopes, I'm just like a penguin hitting the water, like I was so graceful, I just felt connected, that sort of thing. So it took a while for snowboard brands to catch up with women's riding, because at that time, 20 years ago, snowboarding was growing more and more, and women were just getting into the sport. With growth comes with change and experimentation, and it took a while, but I feel like they finally got there. I also remember sitting through the men's section of snowboard gear and go through every brand and just look through the men's gear, because they made everything so much better, better quality, better fits. Everything was a lot cooler for men than women's gear. I bring this up because I felt that way with snowmobiling and with dirt biking brands. When I first started my snowmobile journey, I remember looking at the sled gear and I had the icks. Like, it icked me. Is that even a word? I'm going to be quite honest. I literally said this out loud to my husband that you would never catch me dead wearing a monosuit. And look at me now. I have 5 monosuits hanging up in my closet. I was a snowboard snob, extremely judgmental, and a hater on the style. So I wore my snowboard gear sledding in the beginning, but I learned quickly that snowboard gear does not perform well and it doesn't last long in the extreme backcountry and the harsh elements that I was getting myself into. The fabric started to tear and the waterproof gear wasn't actually waterproof. It wasn't until 7 years ago I purchased my first monosuit. It was bright, it was colorful, and I felt weird. I converted from what I thought a confident snowboarder to a person that I didn't even recognize. Like, I felt like I was a wannabe sledder, and I just looked goofy to boot. It was weird, I felt off, and I just felt like I was trying to become something or someone that I wasn't really familiar with. And I also remember, again, this was 7 years ago, the lack of cool suits for women, the lack of style for women, and the lack of pizzazz for women in the snowmobile industry. It didn't make me feel good. Sure, the gear was functional and it lasted longer, but I think my confidence would have grown if I felt good in my gear. When I first got into dirt biking, I didn't feel as restricted in women's gear as I felt that I had a little bit more options to go through, to sort through. However, again, the selection wasn't the best, and I always felt like the men had better options, better styles, way more fits, and just a little bit more creative than the women's gear. So fast forward to now, 7 years later, 8 years later, look at the amount of gear us women are exposed to. Both sledding and dirt biking has grown so much within our female community, and with growth comes with change. Well, slowly, but our voices are starting to be heard and companies are starting to listen up. If we continue on posting in our local community forums, Facebook groups, about our pros and cons, about the gear that we wear, the better the production, functionality, and style it will become. For example, just recently, Fast House came out with motoralls. If you don't know what motoralls are, they are basically a coverall, but are for dirt bike riders. So it's a dirt bike material, and they found that they were getting more women purchasing these motoralls. So with the influx of sales by women, they listen, they saw our videos on TikToks, and they saw our photos on Instagram, and they listened to the reviews online, and they came out with women's motoralls that fit for women's bodies. I guess I bring this up because everyone is going to tell you that function is better than fashion, but you can't tell me that if you don't feel good and your gear visually sucks, then chances are your performance will take a hit because your confidence has depleted. And the ones that are going to tell you that function will always outweigh fashion are typically males who don't really care all that much on how they look. And again, to be honest, men have way more of a better and bigger selection than women ever will when it comes to snowmobile and dirt bike gear. National statistics show that there are about 70% male snowmobilers and 30% female snowmobilers. And it also shows that there are 20% female dirt bike riders and 80% male dirt bikers. So, of course, like everything else, our voices can be muffled amongst the crowd. And I understand that these numbers reflect the lack of suits and production for women. So what can you do to promote more style with function for your riding gear? Well, be a voice. Post what you love and what you don't love. Send feedback to the brand companies, especially if you're a brand ambassador or a sponsored rider. It is so important to send them feedback of what your thoughts are on production of the suits that you're wearing. The more we do that, the more results we will get for the future. All of this to say, be the change. Wear what makes you feel good, feel confident, and like your true self. Self-expression is key when it comes to our confidence. And let's be honest, if you wear something that makes you feel good, then you will be that much more excited to get out and ride because your confidence will increase. So why not ride when we feel good, look good, and perform good? We need more of that in our community. I don't want to dismiss the functionality, but I do believe that fashion is equally important. That's all that I have for you today on the topic of function versus fashion. Let me know what your thoughts are, what your favorite brands are when it comes to promoting good fashion and functionality. What's more important to you? Function versus fashion? Is it both? Do you care? Do you not care? I am so curious. You can always hit me up over on Instagram at Angelisa Edwards and let me know your thoughts. For me, obviously, both definitely is a must. Function is a no-brainer when it comes to the backcountry elements, when I'm dirt bike riding or I'm sledding, especially if I'm sledding and I need to survive in a blizzard or snowstorm. But I believe that we can make these suits, our snowmobile gear and our dirt bike gear, really cool. I believe that we can look good while we ride. We just got to meet the fashion and function and blend that in together to make some dope gear. Anyways, thanks for listening. Keep killing it safely out there, and I'll catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.